Yeah, that's kind of the only way I can do. Like, I mean, it really makes it a lot easier to do a doubled check-in is when one of them gives a unit number and the other one's given his call sign. You know, I can catch the unit number real quick and get that out of the way, and then usually the other guy, I recognize his voice, and I happen to kind of know a lot of our guys' as call signs, so I can kind of fill in what I didn't catch. But trying to get two people that are doubling that don't have unit numbers, you know, my mind merges the call signs together, and one guy will say part of his, the other guy will say part of his, and I merge them, and then I'm lost. But I meant it's, I can hear people doubling with me with the VoIP phone. That's kind of the advantage the VoIP phone has over regular RF is, you know, when I key up my radios, you know, it's no longer receiving, but the VoIP phone does. So I can hear when someone's doubling with me, and or there's like last night there was like a bunch of static that came in, and I like kind of paused to let that clear up. I think it was probably a station way far away trying to get in, but it was just all static, and so I paused, let it clear, and then resumed. But I haven't even run the new ham workflow in a minute, so hopefully that's still rocking and rolling, and we got pretty far with David's setup, but still got a little ways to go. KEAWUO.